The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Anthony A. made out last night with his neighbor, and I need you to tell me what happened. SOS, sick of single.
I need to hear this too.
I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
You wild, man. We had a corporate meeting last night, like a real meeting, and he comes in this morning like, man, I was sucking face with my neighbor. What happened?
I didn't say
okay,
that.
So we go to this dinner. How many? You had two drinks?
I had the beers before you guys got there because Dana told me it was at 5:30. It was actually at 6. So I had three beers while we were at dinner. And after dinner, I come home. My neighbor, I see her unloading groceries. Now, we've talked before and we've shared devil's lettuce. How about that before?
Oh, so you know each other.
So, yeah, we
helped her with her groceries.
We have a little rapport with each other from just being friendly neighbors. She's super dope. And I saw her and I was like, oh, you know what? Let me help you with those. Helped her. Put it in. It's the first time I've been into her place now. Notice she has like real like salt lamps around, crystals, her yoga mats on the floor. And I'm like, whoa.
Is she a white girl?
Nah, dude. She got like this whole Kehlani vibe. Like she's super like, look, you could explain this. Automatic, go ahead and look at that. And so like we're sitting there talking about music and we're talking about how she's excited for the Jesse Reyes tour.
Why is this girl making out with you, Anthony?
And then out of nowhere, she just leans in and boom, plants it on me.
And she
made
the first move.
She made the first move.
Hold on. So everything gets down and dirty. How was it?
Well, we just kissed, right? Because instantly in my head, the first thing I thought about is she used to be a professional dancer for the Denver Nuggets, the Phoenix Suns, and I think whatever sports team in Vegas.
Wait a minute. She was ready to go, 100, and you pulled back?
Yes, because I
said no.
I think I might really like her. And I'm just really insecure of how great of a dancer she is.
What?
Dude, she has these great dancing videos. And you guys know me.
I can't dance.
I am the least rhythmic person on this show.
The only thing I thought maybe you were thinking is I don't want to shit where I sleep because you're going to run into her again.
No! I mean, that's not the biggest thing. So it's like, what happens?
You're insecure about your sexy time. Performance because you can't dance?
No, this has nothing to do with the performance. I would have knocked it out the park. You know what I'm saying? I would have gave her that King James.
She might have a little too much rhythm for you in the bedroom.
Here's what I'm nervous about. We kiss. We have sexy time. She falls in love with me. We date for 18 months. Next thing I know, she's at a dance studio 18 months from now dancing with some work husband. And I can't dance, guys. I can't dance.
I think you're thinking a little too much about this.
I was like, she falls in love with me? Really, Anthony?
You know, I actually had a hot neighbor once in college.
What happened, Otto?
I never talked to her.
Why? Because you're insecure?
I was insecure.
Exactly. Why are you insecure about dancing, Anthony? Why?
I can't electric slide. I've been disappointed in my mom since electric slide. Every time Swag Surf comes on, I start drowning. Like, I'm just not good at dancing.
Did someone tell you you're a bad dancer?
I guess my dance instructor in fourth grade when she sent me to do the stage production versus dancing.
Was that the one where you had to be the tree?
Yes.
You couldn't even dance as a tree.
I was a kid and I was in dance.
They wanted him to stand still, Dana. They made him a tree.
You're so bad a dancer. They made you a tree so you could just be still. Your teacher literally made you insecure about dancing. You know what?
That didn't make me insecure. The look of disappointment on my mother's face.
Okay, so she's your mom and your teacher both made you insecure about dancing. How do you deal with insecurities?
Just go ahead and plant yourself right there, Anthony A.
Whether it's a mom or a relationship that's got you feeling insecure, I've got four tips we'll share with you next. It's SOS Sick of Single, The Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Anthony A. just revealed that he was made to feel insecure about dancing when he was a child by both his teacher and his mother. So when he made out with his really hot dancer neighbor last night, he couldn't perform Sexy Time. SOS, take a single. It's a Dana Cortez show. I'm Dana Cortez.
I'm so disappointed in you. DJ Automatic.
You too. I go by Anthony A.
Automatic, you just said you had a hot neighbor you never even spoke to because you're insecure.
We're not talking about me. We're talking about Anthony.
Well, I want to ask you, DJ Automatic, why are you insecure? Have you ever had somebody put you down in a relationship or whatnot?
Oh, yeah. My whole life. Family puts you down. Then you had a girl. I had a girlfriend. They literally told me I wasn't good enough for her.
Oh, no.
What?
Yes. She used to tell me, you're lucky to be with me.
Oh.
And you know what's sad about that? You start to believe it. If somebody says that to you often enough, you start to believe, maybe I am lucky to be with this person. Maybe I can't find anyone better. And you know what, Anthony? You can be a good dancer, just like I can sing. Even though people...
Oh, that was the worst concert.
I can't sing. I can't can sing, okay? And you know what, Anthony? You can dance.
No, you can't sing, Nana.
Yes, I can. Listen,
me dancing.
Anthony might be a better dancer than you are singer.
Let me play my Lizzo cover. Ain't worried about a ring on my finger. Anthony, you can be as good a dancer as I am a singer. I promise you. We're going to get you dance lessons, and here are the tips.
Hold on.
To
before
deal
you,
with
hold on, Dana, before you go ahead.
Okay, DJ.
I've decided that I'm going to become the manager of the world's worst hip hop group, which is going to consist of Anthony A and Dana Cortez.
You're not helping my insecurities right now. Number one, let the past go. If your insecurities have been shaped by a relative, like your mom, Anthony, or an ex criticizing you, like your ex-girlfriend, DJ Automatic, you know what? Recognize it and understand. Let that go. Accept all of yourself. This is number two. Pause. Take a self-assessment and appreciate why you are so incredible a person, okay? Number three, practice self-approval. Say it. Look in the mirror, Anthony, and say, I love me and I'm a good dancer.
I'm not going to lie to myself.
Anthony! All right, so now, last but not least, number four, embrace non-comparison. Anthony A., you dance the way you dance. Don't be looking at Diddy.
Take that, take that, take that.
Okay, don't be comparing yourself to Justin Timberlake. You dance
You're like the
you
guy
dance.
On Hitch.
Don't ever do that again.
All right, so let's go to the phone lines. Have you ever had, you know, one of your partners make you feel insecure?
Not in a relationship, a friendship, yeah, actually.
What happened?
She would just think that she was better than me, and then, like, she'll just, oh, like, she'll call me fat and stuff if she was not, like, fat herself, you know?
Are you still friends with her?
Oh, no.
Because that's not something a friend does. Another friend doesn't put someone down. Now, if she's concerned about a health issue or whatever, that's something. But just to flat out say mean things, that's not a friend.
Oh, no. She would always try to put me down. Like, and it was, a long, long-year friendship.
So how did you break the friendship off?
I don't want negatives no more. 2020, also negative.
Okay, you're like, bye, girl. It's a brand new year.
I didn't even say nothing. I just disappeared. Like, I don't need no negativity.
She ghosted her friend.
Love it.
You ghosted. I love it. All right. Well, thank you for sharing your story. I hope you help other people with this.
Thank you.
All right. Bye. I'm sharing how to deal with insecurities now on my social media. Go to @DanaCortez on Instagram and screenshot my story. I'm posting it at this very moment. We'll be right back with more of the Dana Cortez Show. That's your SOS Sickest Single.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Everybody's really nervous about coronavirus. Well, one family says they bought a 12-year supply of toilet paper on accident. WTF story here on the Dana Cortez Show. People are stockpiling toilet paper. They're stockpiling hand sanitizer. But 12 years worth of Charmin? We're out of control here, people.
Get your roll on, words to the big timers.
Everybody, get your motherfucking roll on.
Get your roll on.
The real WTF is, why do I know every word to that damn song right there? All right, so how did this happen in the first place? This woman, who is freaking out about coronavirus like everybody else in the world, decided, you know what? We may run out of toilet paper. DJ Automatic, you ran to the store yesterday, and you bought canned food, and you checked all the cabinets. Do we have enough toilet paper? Well, she decided to do it online, because she's like, I don't want to be out there with all the people. So she went to this online service called Who Gives a Crap? And instead of ordering 12 rolls, she ordered 12 years worth of toilet paper, and they took her credit card, charged her for the TP, and it was all delivered.
Oh, wow. Ooh. How much was it?
Actually, it's not that bad. $2,800.
That's a lot of money on toilet paper.
Yeah, that's a shit ton for toilet paper.
Luckily, the online site Who Gives a Crap, they understood that she made an error. So they did refund her the shipping costs, which were $250.
So is Who Gives a Crap a real website?
It is. 100% a real website.
Yeah, it is. It's actually whogivesacrap.org.
But don't order any toilet paper from there, because they're completely out since they delivered it all to this couple. All right, y'all, that's a WTF story. We'll be back with more of the Dana Cortez Show less than 5 minutes from right now.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We have a fun Dear Dana today. I was so excited when I got this message. She writes, I'm in love with my boyfriend, and I want to propose marriage. Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
What? She wants to propose?
Yes.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony 8.
Okay, let me read the rest of the message. We've been together for 3.5 years. I have a good job, I own my home, and I feel like we're ready. See, the thing is, my man is really shy, and I'm definitely the alpha in the relationship, but am I taking something away from him if I ask the question?
Yes.
Help. Automatic, what do you mean, yes?
Let him be a man. Let him ask you. Come on.
Oh, it's not.
Well, if he hasn't asked her, and there might be a reason he hasn't asked her as well.
She just explained. She's the alpha, and he's a shy dude. Okay.
That's a weird thing for a woman to say, to identify, is I'm the alpha. Like that, I think that is saying a lot. That's the only part where I realize, like, you know what? All right, maybe there's something. Maybe there is a reason why he hasn't proposed yet.
First
like,
of all,
to
Anthony,
flat out call your man a bitch. That's intense.
No,
dog.
She
pretty much
nothing.
Just called him one.
She did not. She said
she's like, I run the house. I'm the alpha. I'm the person who pretty much makes the money, makes the decisions, and he's just here. And now I'm gonna make him my BI.
First of all, she
that's
didn't
what
say
I heard.
Any of that.
That's what I heard.
She wrote, "We've been together. I have a good job. I own a home." What? Those are positive things, aren't those the kind of
she's
women?
She's like, I'm gonna lift my leg on this man and mark my territory.
That's funny.
You know
dog.
What? I've had
it's
enough
true.
Of y'all. I want y'all to come back and I want you to think about this, okay? Anthony A, DJ Automatic, my husband, Automatic.
Think Who asked about, you to marry me?
Anyway, mull that around in your mind a little bit, and we'll come back with your ideas of how you want a woman asking you to marry her. Oh, and I just remembered, we actually had the best call ever. A woman, remember she called and she had asked her man to marry her?
Oh.
Yes. So we'll share that when we come back. Dear Dana, less than 3 minutes from now, we'll return with the Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We're back with Dear Dana here on the Dana Cortez Show. This message just warmed my heart. She says, I'm in love with my boyfriend and I want to propose marriage. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
I said the rest of the message continues with, we've been together 3.5 years. I have a good job. I own my home and I feel we're ready. He's really shy and I'm definitely the alpha in the relationship. But am I taking something away from him if I ask the question, help? Now, I want you both to really, really think about how you want to be proposed to.
Oh, I got an answer.
Okay, well, Anthony gets to go first because he's single and you're not Automatic. Oh. You're my husband. Let's go back in time right now, though. Do you remember when this woman called and shared her story about how she proposed to her husband?
Well, I proposed to my husband.
All right. How did you ask him to marry you?
After I graduated college, my great-grandmother had left me some money, so I bought him a ring, and I made him a fancy dinner, and I made fortune cookies from scratch, and I hid a message in his fortune cookie. It said, I'm so fortunate to have you. Will you marry me? And I was wearing a pencil skirt, but I got down on one knee and everything, and he said yes. And we've been married 8 years now.
Oh, they've been married 8 years.
She basically adopted a puppy.
She did not adopt a puppy, DJ Automatic. She's married to a real man who understands and loves and lifts his real woman up. Anthony A., in a scenario, let's say this woman, y'all been together 3.5 years. You really love her, and she proposes marriage. What's the best way for her to do this if it's you?
Oh, man. First off, probably just don't do it at all. No, I'm just kidding. No, I would want to be sober for it, but I would want to have some celebration jazz cigarettes, so that would be cool. Maybe we go whale watching off the coast of San Diego. And then, have you ever been whale
watching? San Diego.
San Diego, yes.
San Diego.
And we go whale watching there for a little bit. Then there's no reading involved. This lady had fortune cookies. I don't want to read. Well, I mean, I don't want a lifetime of reading. And, you know, she gets down on one knees and says, hey, let's rock with each other. Let's do this. And I'll say yes. And then in the background, John Legend appears.
Oh, me.
Okay, wow.
And he's serenading me.
And he even brings baby John Legend with him.
I don't. Oh, one rule. Don't bring any babies to my proposal. Keep those out the way.
DJ Automatic, it's me and you. And how do you want me to propose to you? If we go back in time and change the way you proposed, because that's not a bad idea, how would you want me to propose to you?
I thought long and hard about this, and I'm thinking about this woman's situation. And she needs to do what women do. Trick him into proposing to you.
Trick him?
You women have these little Jedi mind tricks that you pull on us, and you always get me to do things that I say, no, I don't want to do that, and then all of a sudden I'm doing it. So what she needs to do is get him to propose so he doesn't end up going and taking off with because it doesn't feel like he's a man.
Okay, first of all, don't say that. Don't.
No,
don't
I am saying that.
That is not okay.
No.
Stop blaming a woman for a man's failures. That's not what
I'm not blaming the man. I'm not blaming the woman.
Four different show.
I'm just saying this is our biological makeup. And let him be a man. So just trick him into proposing to you.
What
don't do it
the
to
woman
him.
Who just said we're married 8 years later happily?
She adopted a puppy.
Oh my gosh, girl, just get down on one knee and ask that man to marry you, and then call us back and let us know how it goes. Ladies, did you propose to your man, or guys, how would you want to be proposed to? Let's take this with the social media. Dana Cortez Show on Facebook, Instagram at Dana Cortez. We'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
And I go by Anthony A.
And we are counting down the most popular throwback games, video games that is, of all time.
I'll and this you... is your list or this is somebody
no,
else's
no,
list?
No, no, no. These are like the gamers. Like I said, these people are like fascinated. The gamers are fascinated with old school games. And I just made a mistake because I said the 80s. Gaming began in the 70s.
For now, like I know, like on my Apple TV, like I could play like a lot of throwback games that I did like on my old school, like Sega and whatnot.
Well, but, yeah. Can you go back to 1978, where the number 10 most popular throwback game began? This sounds old. Who recognizes that?
I don't.
What exactly.
Is that a bug zapper?
It's Space Invaders.
Oh.
You always see that game at like an old washed up pizza place or something.
Oh, I thought you were going to say laundromat. 100%.
Hey, the new laundromats, they got the old school games. They
always
really
do. Always at the laundromat.
All right, so now we're going to hit you with number 9. Do you recognize this sound?
I do.
Our daughter still plays it. DJ Automatic, our daughter still plays it. What is it?
Donkey Kong. What? That's not Donkey Kong, is it?
No, that's not Donkey. You know what?
Oh, it's Tetris.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, dude.
I'm like, our daughter doesn't play Donkey Kong? I don't even think she
How
knows
did I
Donkey
not know
Kong
Tetris?
Yet.
I love Tetris.
Tetris made its debut in a gaming world in 1984. Now, please tell me you recognize number 8. Got me a ring.
Sonic.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
How do you... Sega gaming systems were the thing then.
Dude, yeah.
Well, they were, for real.
Shout out to Sonic the Hedgehog and those rings being very memeable.
Do you
I was
know
gonna say,
what
Dana's
year?
Kind of like Sonic the Hedgehog. She gets multiple rings.
Anyway, 1991 is when Sonic the Hedgehog made his debut in a gaming world. Now I'm going to hit you with number 7. I actually asked earlier if anyone recognized this game.
Dude.
Now, DJ Automatic, what's the game?
This one is Donkey Kong.
Yes, and a shout out to everyone that hit me up on social media with that one. So now we're going to hit you with number 6, which I honestly thought should have made top 5. Get over here! Name that game.
Mortal Kombat.
Yes.
It's still one of the most popular games out there. Mortal Kombat made its debut in 1992. Now, everybody knows the fatality.
Fatality.
But you a real good player when you can do the Babality. I still remember the code.
When did Babalities come out? Because I know we're on like Mortal Kombat 11 or something now.
It was way later. Babalities
came out. It
was
like out. By third or fourth one, right?
I think it was the third or fourth,
that's a good
yeah.
question for the timeline.
It is. You know what? When did the Babalities become a thing?
Yeah.
At Dana Cortez on Instagram, Dana Cortez Show on Facebook, you are not going to believe who came in at number 1. Top 5 throwback video games when we come back. It's the Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We're counting down the biggest, the best throwback video games of all time. What's up, everyone? I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
And I go by Anthony A.
So if you just turned your radio on, we started with number 10. Back in 1978, Space Invaders set the gaming world on fire. That's crazy. 78. Then we had Tetris that came in at number 9. Number 8, Sonic the Hedgehog. I still remember playing that. I still remember that. 1991. Number 7, Donkey Kong. Same year, 1981. And then number 6, Mortal Kombat.
Fatality.
Which is still one of the best video games today. One of the most popular. Now we're hitting the top 5. Here's where I disagreed with these gaming folks. I thought Mortal Kombat should have beat this one. In my opinion. But
which one is it?
It's Galaga.
Oh, mm. I never played Galaga.
Yeah, yeah, you have because I beat you.
Yeah, but it wasn't like I was never good at it.
You were never good at Galaga?
No, I never like.
It's
I never,
the whole game.
Yeah, to me, it was always boring. That's the one that has like little spaceships and like little arrows. Yeah.
Do you treat your relationships the same? Like if it wasn't good, you don't count it?
Pretty much.
Galaga made its debut in the gaming world in 1981. Now we are at number 4. When I played this earlier, Automatic's eyes lit up. The Legend of Zelda, 1986. This is a fantasy world game. So this is when gaming became more interactive, I guess.
Well, I mean, it was for anybody who had a Nintendo. That was one of the games you had to have.
I remember it more for the 64. And I remember my cousins hours.
Nintendo 64?
Hours my cousins were locked in on it. They never let me play, though.
I never got to Nintendo 64, but I had a friend who had it. Man, I used to be like, I got to go to Ashley's just because I wanted to play the Nintendo 64. Now, do you agree with number 3?
EA Sports.
Madden.
To the game.
Oh, 1988?
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Madden is one of the classic sports games. It's one of the best, period.
I've lost a few girlfriends over Madden.
I have to ask a question. Don't get upset with me.
EA Sports. It's in the game.
Is it still around today?
Duh.
Sorry.
Dana, it's still around.
I didn't like it then. I'll like
it
now.
It's just as big as it is or bigger now.
Well, Madden's birthday is 1988. Number 2. I don't know how y'all feel about this, but this came in second.
Well, what's number 1 then?
I know, right? The Super Mario Brothers, in my opinion, is just one of the best games ever. I can feel like I'm playing it right now. 1985 is when the world fell in love with Super Mario Brothers. So number 1, I need a drum roll, please. None other than Mr. Pac-Man. Do you guys agree with Pac-Man?
I love the game, but I feel like this list is trash because there is no Duck Hunter on the list.
Duck Hunt?
Oh, what other ones have been left? That's a good call, Automatic. That You're is. Right. You're
I remember
right.
in Boys in the Hood.
How about
remember
Mike playing, Tyson's Punch-Out?
Remember Boys in the Hood when they're playing Duck Hunt?
Yeah, I do remember that, but there's a lot of really good games
they've left off. Mike Tyson Punch-Out?
You don't remember Mike Tyson's Punch-Out? That was one of the best games ever.
I didn't even know Madden was still around. Okay. You asked me about sports games. You know what? What video games got left off the list? That's a good combo to have because I don't feel like we're done with this one. Let's continue it on social media. At Dana Cortez on Instagram. I know you're on Facebook, so hit us up there too. Dana Cortez Show, and we'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
If you suspect your meth may be contaminated with coronavirus, the Florida Police Department is testing it for free. WTF story here on the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
So Florida Police Department wants you to know that it's not just methamphetamines, okay? You can take any of your illegal street drugs, ooh, take it to their police station. They'll test it for free for coronavirus. And actually, this public service announcement goes on to say, if you're too busy to bring in your cocaine, meth, heroin, or any other street drugs, they'll go to your home. You can have your drugs tested in the privacy of your own house.
How sweet of them. They really are looking out for people with coronavirus, aren't they?
It's like it's Florida PD Uber Eats, kind of, in a way. On-site testing, I like it.
So I'm reading this in a very sarcastic way. You guys are joking.
And well, I figured it was tongue-in-cheek.
Yes, Automatic, it's totally tongue-in-cheek, of course.
What's tongue-in-cheek? The way you inject the heroin?
No.
Through the tongue or the cheek?
No, Anthony A.
Pass
no,
through the toes
not.
So nobody can see. Come on.
It's a joke. They're being facetious on their Facebook page. The thing is, people in Florida are really taking their drugs in to get them tested.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not. They've made several arrests of people wanting their illegal drugs tested for coronavirus.
Well, I guess you get all high and then you get paranoid and then you think, I got coronavirus, and I can see it happening.
Yeah. Can you entrap stupidity, though? I don't know.
I don't know, but this 911 call of a man complaining that cops took his marijuana might be one of the stupidest things we've ever heard.
Sharonville Police, this is Cindy.
Hi, I need to do a complaint about 2 Sharonville cops. They stole my f***ing weed last night.
Okay, let me have you talk to a supervisor.
That is a man who all missed right. his wake and bake right there. He is pissed
he's
off.
He's like, oh, I'm getting a supervisor. Okay.
Hello? Hi, is this a sheriff?
This is Sergeant Mark Duddleson with the Sharonville Police. How can I help you?
All right,
man. Yeah, he got a sergeant on the line.
I had two cops come here last night and steal my weed, and I want it back. So I was staying at a hotel last night at the time. My wife had some problem. They had to call them, and my wife had my weed in their purse, and the motherfucking cops took it. It was only like 4 grams, but it was really good weed. It was only like 4 grams, but it was like, you know, prestige weed.
It sure must have been for that man to call 911. The only question is, do you think he ever got his weed back?
I think he got a friendly visit to the local jail.
You are correct, DJ. That is the right answer.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
One call, 1 minute, no judgment, one confession here on a Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
And people already get it. They're hitting the phone lines early because they want to get that confession in. Go right ahead with your confession.
My confession is that my husband pays for escorts.
Your husband pays for escorts?
Yes.
How did you find that out?
I'm going through his phone.
Have you confronted him?
Oh, yeah.
And what does he say, girl? What is his answer for this?
His answer is because it's my fault.
Oh, it's your fault that your man is paying for escorts. He wants to blame you?
Yes.
No.
How does that work?
Yeah. I don't know. I think he's a freak, and I don't go with that. And he just runs a different way. And then so he tries to blame that on me, and he has no filter. He said, yeah, because this is your fault.
Oh, my gosh. So are you still with him? What do you plan on doing? Are you just going to stay with him? Actually, you know what? Hold on the line. Hold on before you answer that question. That threw me off. Her husband hires hookers.
That's wild. Automatic, you ever got a hooker?
No.
Oh.
Why did you ask me that?
I thought it was one confession Wednesday. I've never partaken in a hooker. I've never partaken into, but I've helped my friend set up her escort service.
Wait, hold on, Anthony. What?
Before we go to break, explain this to me.
So my friend, she started off as a sugar baby, and she let me know she graduated into the escort service.
Yeah.
And a family member was in town.
Uh-huh.
And he was looking for some company, so I helped.
You pimped your friend out to your family member?
Damn, I guess I did.
That's awful.
Sorry.
You didn't even get paid for it?
This isn't illegal, is it?
No, I was going to say, if you didn't get paid for it.
It depends on what state you're in. But I just want to know if this woman's going to stay, because it sounds to me like she's so hurt about the entire situation. Here's something else. You know, yesterday we talked about forgiveness and maybe giving somebody a second chance if they're unfaithful. Look, this is not okay. And I'm not down with forgiving a man who hires hookers. So if you are in a toxic relationship, I'll share some thoughts with you on how you can get out. Because I'm really hoping that this woman's answer is no, that she's not with her husband anymore. We're going to find out next. It's one confession here on the Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
One confession here on the Dana Cortez Show. You just turned your radio on. We had a woman confess a couple of minutes ago that her husband is hiring hookers. He's admitted it. He doesn't care. And he's blaming her for him hiring escorts. It's a Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
So I just asked you if you're still with your husband. And everybody wants to know, are y'all still together?
Well, I'm still with him, but I don't know. It just got me to a point that I just can't. I try for my kids.
Yeah, I know. But, girl, that's some dangerous stuff right there. Like, don't be sleeping with him, girl, because who knows what he could bring you.
Oh, no. Not no more, because that's scary. I don't know what he does. And it's hurtful because it's somebody that I've been married to for 17 years. So it's bad.
You love this man. You love him.
Yeah.
And does he say he wants to change? Do you think he's remorseful, or he doesn't even care?
Sometimes I feel like he's sorry about it, but then his attitude changes all of a sudden, and then it goes back to what, I don't know, to what he is. So I don't think he's going to ever, you know, change.
How much money is he spending, girl?
I don't know, but I mean, I Googled it, and to get onto the webpage, what these girls charge, and they're pretty pricey. And the thing is here, like, if he spends this money on these girls, why is he not playing his kids, you know, sports club?
I don't know. That's right. The kids got to come first before the freaky. The kids got to come first.
So, a lot of red flags for me to leave. I just don't do it because maybe I'm afraid to be alone. I don't know.
I think that is exactly what it is. And you know that. And maybe you've reached a point, like you calling means that you've already reached that next step. And nobody can tell you what to do. Nobody.
Yeah.
But I can advise you that the best thing for you to do is to separate yourself from that, because that man is hurting you. And I know you love your kids. So the one thing I want to tell you is that you don't want to show your kids that this is a normal relationship, because it's not. You don't want your kids to enter into a relationship like this one later. And they will see what you're going through, and they'll see what your husband's doing, and they'll think that that's normal, and it's just not. So I want you to keep in touch with us, and I hope you find the strength to be happy, because I know you're not happy.
Yeah, I'm not. It's hard.
We're here for you.
Okay, thank you.
You call me anytime, okay, girl?
Okay, thank you.
All right,
Dana.
Bye.
Bye.
That was hard for me because, you know, a lot of times I want to advise people, but I just want her to get up and leave, but it's not that easy to get up and leave. You know what else upset me? First of all, the man is married. He doesn't care. He's blaming his wife for him going out and hiring hookers. He's not even paying for his children to play sports, but he's got enough money for a hooker. Did y'all do the research? How much do escorts cost?
Well, it's anywhere between like $40 would be like a starting price up to like $1,200. It really depends where you're going and what you're trying to do.
Okay, automatic.
If you ever sign yourself perusing the thought of a $40 escort, don't do it.
Thank you.
Please don't do it.
My thoughts, you know, are with her right now. I'm hoping that she finds the strength to leave. Anybody in a toxic relationship, the first thing you got to do is come to terms with your feelings. That call is her coming to terms with her feelings. That's why we do want confession.
Do you know what it sounds like? It sounds like that guy had some like Jedi mind tricks on her mind, and then now all of a sudden she's like had this
exactly
like awakening. She's like, oh my God, my husband is hookers.
What? Right. And I think the awakening happened when he realized he's not paying for his kids' sports.
That's like, disgusting.
That says a lot about your personality right there. Like,
says
your character
a lot about that man. He ain't a man.
Are.
All right, I'm gonna move on to the next thing you have to do. Stick with your decision. Once you're ready, you have to stick to it, okay? Surround yourself with positivity. Express your feelings, but the biggest thing you have to do if you really want to leave any toxic relationship, man or woman, is you got to ask for help. You calling us, I feel, is like the first step. I remember when I left that toxic relationship, I needed help. You've got to reach out to your family, to your friends, if you can afford it, professionals, somebody. You need an entire team of people to help you find the strength, because you've been in it so long. You've actually normalized what's happening. And you're finally, like you said, Otto, she had like an epiphany. It's like something went off and she's like, what am I doing staying with this man who's hiring hookers?
I'm not a psychologist, but this guy has like a lot of antisocial personality traits.
This guy's an
He is, but like there's some like he's kind of a psycho.
Though we're not judging today.
I'm judging.
Aren't you like one credit away from being a psychologist, DJ Automatic?
Two.
Do it for the show. Go back to school. All right, we are posting how to leave a toxic relationship on social media. Now, find it on my story, Dana Cortez on Instagram. Go follow, check it out, and we'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
My girlfriend's man was unfaithful. He cheated on her, and she's asking me, would I judge her if she chooses to forgive him? It's Girl Talk on the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
And I go by Anthony A.
And I'm like, why are you asking me if I would judge you? And she's like, because I want to know how you feel. I know you'd be honest. Everybody knows he was unfaithful. Everybody knows. But I want to forgive him. I want to give him a second chance.
And I feel like that's part of taking somebody back, though, is knowing that, like, damn, a lot of people are going to make fun of me because I look like a bozo.
You're right.
I mean, it's an honest question. Like,
okay,
I think
before we take a call, because I want to know, first of all, why do men cheat?
Why do people cheat? How about that?
Let's keep it to people.
Okay, why do people cheat? And have you ever cheated and been forgiven? First, though, let's go around the room. DJ Automatic, have you ever forgiven someone for cheating?
Oh. Forgiven someone for cheating? I don't think so, no.
Well, of course you have. You're friends with a girl who cheated on you. That's forgiveness.
Oh, I forgave her.
I mean, come on.
It took me like 10 years, but I forgave her.
That's better. That's for you.
Yeah, I'm not mad at her anymore. I don't care. Stuff? Yeah, we're friends now.
I like how Dana remembered that.
Oh, yeah, better than I did. Yeah, I know. Wasn't that big a deal to me, I think.
Wait a minute, because no, it was a big deal. What you're thinking is forgive and stay with the person.
Oh, yeah, I didn't stay with her, no.
Anthony, have you ever forgiven someone who was unfaithful and stayed in the relationship and tried to make it work?
Man, I honestly can't say I have. I honestly even can't even say I've been knowingly been cheated on. I don't think if they cheated on me, they pulled it off. Job well done. Tip the hat. Because I never found out.
Congratulations, girl.
I never found out.
Let me tell you, it sucks when you find out.
Man, actually, I walked one of my old roommates through this process, though. His girl cheated on him, and he just told me flat out. He's like, bro, I'm not ready to leave. Like, I thought I was going to leave in this situation, but he was torn up because she wanted to be with that other guy. And I felt it was more of his ego.
Yeah, that's his ego.
Like,
yeah.
You don't want to lose your...
That, yeah.
Yeah, so I've watched a very close friend go through this process, man. It's hard. It's hard. You can't fault...
I got cheated on multiple times over and over. I was in a really bad relationship and I stayed. But then when I finally made up my mind, years and years and years and years and years later, I left. But it is very difficult to stay with somebody.
So you were getting cheated on for years?
Years and years.
Oh, wow.
Last time, the straw that broke... Actually, it was the dirty makeup rag that broke the camel's back.
Oh, gross.
I got home from out of town, and I was making a bed. Because, you know, Otto, I change our sheets. Like, I'm always washing and stuff. And I reached under the mattress to pull the sheet, and I pulled out a rag, like a towel, that was covered in makeup, like orange makeup. Oh, and I didn't used to ever wear foundation on my face. So I was like, first of all, that's not mine. This was in my bed. I was like, okay, are you really just going to let yourself get disrespected over and over
in
and over again?
In your own bed?
In my own bed.
Oh.
And I'll tell you something right now, Automatic. You're my husband, and I don't even know if I've ever told you this. That was not the first time either. I don't even know.
And you let it slide.
I let it slide over and over again. I'm just telling you.
Where's this woman? Because this was the Dana Cortez I know would have never let this slide.
She won't. She never will. She never would. I got broken down. That's another show. Let's take a call now, though. All right. So you guys said this is a man.
Yeah.
Okay. So first question for you, sir. Have you ever cheated? Did your partner forgive you? And what is a man thinking when he cheats?
More or less, I get to be with another girl. My old lady's not going to know. That's what guys are thinking about. They're not thinking about... Guys never think about the consequences until they actually get caught.
And of course, you don't cheat, right?
No, I was a cheater 10 years ago.
And what happened?
He's reformed.
He's a reformed man.
Yes.
Yeah, because I've been with the same girl now for 25 years.
Oh. So she caught you 10 years ago.
No, she didn't caught me. I told it on myself.
Oh, honest.
Oh, wow. Hold on. Let's unpack that.
No, let's unpack that. Why did you tell her yourself?
There's nothing good like the love of a good woman. A lot of guys don't understand that.
Why did you tell her? Why did you confess that you cheated?
Because the girl I was cheating with wasn't better than what I already had. That's what the problem. Guys think that they're going to get something better. The girl I had was perfect. That's why I'm still with her 25 years later. Oh.
But why did you end up confessing if she didn't know? There must have been a reason for you to tell her, baby, I'm doing this. I'm sorry. I'm reformed.
The reason I told her, it wasn't fair to her.
There you go.
Oh, there we go.
And you wanted to let her make the decision to stay with you or not because you had an indiscretion.
Exactly.
And she obviously chose to give you another chance. And you've been faithful since then.
Since then, 25 years later.
All right, sir. Thank you so much. I think that was a great teaching moment. That man just explained to us that he realized what he was doing was wrong. And he allowed his partner to make the decision to stay or not. He was honest with her. He didn't even have to be. Let's take another call. I'm just going to go straight to line 8. All right, so what do you have to say about all this?
I be cheating on all my whole...
Who the hell? What?
He's like 10.
Where is your mother? Somebody get their child.
That is by far the best call we got today.
Dana Cortez Show. When we return, we're going to share some tips with you on how to forgive your partner if they've cheated on you.
Dana.
And you want to give it a second chance. What?
Play that call one more time.
I'm not playing it.
Playing it one more time.
I be cheating on all my hoes.
We'll be back with those tips how to forgive when Girl Talk returns. It's the Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
One of my good friends just told me that her boyfriend was unfaithful. He cheated and she wants to stay with him and asked me, would I judge her? So I thought, I don't want to judge her. That's her relationship. I want to teach her how to forgive and maybe make it work this time around. Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. It's Girl Talk. I'm Dana Cortez.
I've got one request, Dana.
Okay,
we play that phone call one more time.
What phone call are you talking about?
The one where the little kid just called in.
I guess.
I be cheating on all my hoes.
Are you happy now?
I am so happy.
Introduce yourself then.
TJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony 8.
All right, so I was thinking about forgiveness and somebody being unfaithful. It can work. It's not something that everybody can get past, though. You know, if you're someone who holds grudges, you can't do it. because once you agree to forgive this person, it's time to work on the present and not dwell on the past. You got to let go of anger. You can't be threatening that person. Oh, well, remember when you did this, maybe I'll do this. You're not ready to be in a relationship.
Nobody wants to live that life.
No. So don't cheat, men or women. You have to be willing to understand you're going to go through a lot of pain. It hurts. When you see that person, you're going to be reminded of it. I don't care who you are. I don't care how strong you are. When you stay in a relationship where someone's been unfaithful, you're going to feel pain.
I just don't think I could do it.
Automatic? Really?
No.
I wish that I could say, if you did this, I would just leave. And I may say that. But Anthony, you said earlier you had to walk a friend through it. And he said, right, he'd never thought that he'd be the guy that would forgive a woman for...
He never thought it would be the guy to stay around with a woman who cheated on him. But he did. And actually, it's just like, there's so many different layers to it, right?
I just feel like that's torture, though.
But every cheating circumstance is different. Like, that case, it really kind of just was a random dude. She was out with her friends, and it kind of happened. Like,
are they still together, your friend and the girl?
No, as a matter of fact, they're not. But they were together for like another year or so. But I would say, like, if it's somebody that they, like, it's an affair where, like, they're
there's,
really,
like, kids involved.
Yeah,
and they're,
that's
like, they're
different
married.
For me.
I guess that's a whole different situation.
Well, you know, Automatic, I just wanted to say, I don't know that I could just leave quickly like that. I wish I could say that. I trust you 100%, but I don't know that I could just walk away from everything that we
see. I don't know how I'd react, because hopefully Dana, I will never have to be in that situation.
Why wouldn't you be able to walk away, Dana?
Because I love him so much. It would be a lie to sit here and say, I just leave, I just go, I just separate. Then again, I don't know. My aunt left my uncle. They were married 30 plus years, and he cheated, and she had a private investigator follow him around for 2 years and said, all right, now I know 100, took him to court and left. She divorced him.
Sick.
And took all his money.
Dude, you should do it that way. That sounds way more epic.
Don't mess with a Latina woman. I'm just telling you right now. All right, and then here's another thing. You can't be accusing them of cheating constantly. You can't.
That'd be impossible not to do, because you already know they're a cheater. You already know what's in their
impossible.
Heart.
You have to forgive. You have to not focus on yesterday. You have to focus on today. If you can't rebuild the trust, you can't do it, okay? And remember this, forgiveness takes time. It's not going to happen in a day or a week, maybe not even a year, but you have to eventually forgive that person. And to be honest, that forgiveness isn't really about them. It's about you, right? You have to find that forgiveness. You can't be angry forever and hold that in your heart. It's bad for you to have those feelings.
Actually, there's a guy who agrees with you. He's on line 8. Put him on real quick.
Okay, sir. So what is your comment on this situation?
I be cheating on all my hoes.
I cannot believe you. I'm listening to these tips on how to get over. I don't even know what the hell we talked about. Tips on how to forgive someone if they've cheated on you. At Dana Cortez on Instagram, Facebook, Dana Cortez Show. That's your girl talk. We'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Y'all remember Soulja Boy, right?
You!
Yeah, that's Soulja Boy right there. Well, he's cleaning up with a coronavirus. He made an investment in soap years ago, and it's paying off now because everybody's washing their hands. It's a WTF story on the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
As coronavirus fears are skyrocketing and the stock market is plummeting, Soulja Boy's making a whole lot of money off a pretty clean gamble. So this rapper turned entrepreneur, he invested in a company called The Soap Shop, which of course sells soap. They sell all kinds of products to keep yourself clean. And we're told that Soulja Boy went in on a franchise location in Mississippi last year with his manager. And now he's making a whole lot of money because there's a shortage of soap.
I saw that his profits have tripled.
Shout out to King Soulja Boy. Had the biggest comeback of 2019. Undoubtedly having the biggest comeback of 2020 right
and
now.
And diversifying his money and making money and investing in a product that kills germs.
You know what? I'm so disappointed right now because I always think of things that you can invest in that are like everyday products that you can use that aren't like fancy, that are not glamorous.
Okay.
And I always think, what would I invest in?
You should have invested in soap last year.
Well, that
DJ
was a great
Automatic.
One. Soap is a great one.
I want to invest in paper towels.
Paper towels is another great one.
What about that's you? A really good one.
Do which one I always think it is a great sound investment?
What?
Door stoppers.
Urinal cakes.
Oh!
Urinal cakes. What's that?
Like the things they put in your urinals for guys.
I don't use a urinal, DJ.
Well,
Automatic.
It's only going to use for half the population, but we need them. We need them in every bathroom
urinal
across America.
Urinal cakes are the second worst cakes next to rice cakes.
Okay. Let me ask y'all something. I've never made a bad investment. Don't invest in rice cakes. Bad investment? DJ Automatic. Oh, we did.
Yeah, I bought a club and a sports bar and
a restaurant. Well, yeah.
I'll just let that be right there.
The thing is, you're a DJ, and you know we do a lot of this behind the scenes, but we're not promoters, and we learned real quick. That's a real tough business to get in. Shout out to all the restaurant owners, club owners. Salute, man. Anthony, have you ever made a bad investment?
Probably just relationships.
First of all, you're supposed to take a lesson from every relationship. That's a solid investment.
I meant financially. Financially, I'm still paying off flowers, jewelry, vacation trips, dinner splits, and everything like that. So
you're paying off flowers and your student loans.
I wish, yes, sadly enough.
All right, so before we wrap this WTF story up, one last thing. The soap venture actually benefits the youth. Soulja Boy has linked his soap shop location to a charity called Bubbles for Cash. And basically, these kids sell his soap, and the money goes right back into the community to fund programs and services for those same youngsters. Aww. WTF story only here on the Dana Cortez Show. I love that one ended so happily. Wash your hands, people.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Yo, what it do? This your boy, Soulja Boy, a.k.a. Young Draco. You chilling with the Dana Cortez Show right here. Keep it locked.